When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Man, you're rocking with your boys at Dead End Hip Hop. It's your boy FIFO and Ken. If you didn't know, now you know. We're doing 365 reviews. So that means all of 2021, you're going to get an audio review from me and Ken. If you would like to support me and Ken, make sure that you drop something at our Cash App. That's $ Dead End Hip Hop. Also, if you don't have Cash App, you can do it via PayPal, deadinhiphop@gmail.com. Make sure that you hashtag DE365 so that way we know it's for me and Ken.
Dead End Hip Hop EP review, Charmaine Hood Avant Garde Deluxe. Never heard of Charmaine, Ken, so I'm going to give the people a little bit of a bio. This is coming from CoolAccidents.com, posted May 5th, 2021. Zimbabwe-born, Canada-based artist Charmaine introduced herself to the world with her debut track Bold at the end of 2020, and it immediately got our attention. Speaking about the track, she says, "I want people to feel like they can do anything, be anything. They don't have to pretend to be something they're not. I want them to step into their own power." And I can honestly say, after listening to this, that's exactly what she did. You know, and I think the highlight of that is that after Woo, at the end of that, she was like, "Oh, I'm about to make a Latin track."
Yes, sir.
And then she came right back and made a motherfucking Latin track. And she said it, and I didn't think about it. You know what I'm saying? Because the first time I was listening to this, I was just driving. And she said it, and then I heard the hook. I mean, manera. And I'm like, "Whoa, hold on. She's actually speaking Spanish?" And then Valentino came on and started rapping in Spanish. I said, whoa, hold on. Let me rewind this shit. And a mi manera means like my way.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, yo. So that's when my ears first perked up. And I had to restart it. And I'm like, yo, she is fucking talented. And she got my ear with this joint, Ken.
Yeah, man. I was, you know, when I looked at the cover, I was like, all right, this might be, I don't know what I'm in for when I listen to this, but man, when We Don't Care came on and that beat dropped, okay. I said, all right, I see where we might go. I said, but let me see what the rapping like. And then she came on and started rapping on this shit. I was like, okay.
Yep.
All right, so you got one, and then she did the Woo joint, and then like you, when she was like, oh, I'm gonna make a Latin joint. Or a Spanish joint?
Uh-huh. Something like that.
Yeah. I thought she was just talking shit. Me I didn't too. Know she was going to really do it. And I was like, oh, well, this motherfucker really did this shit. Yeah. And sounded good doing it and rapping like it. So I was like, dang, is she fluent in it? Is she part? Like, what?
Nah, I could tell by how she was speaking Spanish, she's not fluent.
Okay.
She just did it because she wanted to, literally. But yeah, nah, Ken, like, everything like you said, bro, like, man, like, you know what? This is one of the biggest surprises out of 2020 or 2021. I'm sorry. And then also, you already know I'm bad with names, but there was another girl that we did too.
Stunna Girl?
Texas. Yes. To me, these are the two biggest surprises doing DE365. Because just looking at the album cover, I'm like, I don't know. But then the talent just, it outshined. And at the end of the day, that's what I always tell people, right? Like, we talk to a lot of hip-hop artists, people that want to get into the industry and stuff like that. Work on your craft and make your music. Because the imaging and branding will only take you so far. Following a trend is only going to take you so far. You have to be comfortable in your own skin and carve out that niche. And she's done that.
Yeah, I thought she picked good beats. I thought she, on some of the songs like Sizzle, did a good job of switching up her style.
Yep.
So she showed that she wasn't one-dimensional. At least I think that was her. That may be that Cali person. It's probably Cali. Hold on. Let me see. Yeah, I think that was Cali, which was like Cali wasn't bad. Like
the little
whisper stuff.
Yeah.
But that beat was knocking on fucking Sizzle. My God, that shit was snapping. And then Double Dutch came on. Yeah, man, like, I immediately thought about Stunna Girl too, and then I thought a little bit about Megan Thee Stallion, yes, because I think
stylistically it's there.
Yeah, my wife was playing something about Megan Thee Stallion. I was just in the bed, just like, you know, jamming like that, because I do fucks with Megan Thee Stallion, and I'm thinking about, like, now she's having like babies, and I think Megan Thee Stallion is definitely opening up doors for a lot of people to kind of, you know, maybe not, well, you know, as a purist, you can say copy or emulate that style, but kind of put their own twist to it. And I think she, you know, in terms of selecting different type of beats, I could hear Megan rapping over this stuff, but
still,
you know, picking beats in a similar lane and maybe even going for that type of audience. Like, because Megan has done what she's done, it's definitely opened up the highway a lot more for other people like her to come on board. And people are honestly give a real thoughtful listen like we are.
Yeah. Nah, look, man, I love this project in all honesty. Like, I was sitting there listening to this, and I'm like, man, this shit has replay value, bro. Like, when I have some people over, I could definitely play this. Mm-hmm. This entire EP, the whole shit, don't even skip it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, nah, I like it, man. I like it.
Yeah, I fucks with it, too.
Short joint, Kez, seven song, 17 minutes. Do you want to give any favorites, or do you want to skip this one?
No, I think everybody should just listen to the whole thing. It's 17 minutes. Y'all can listen to seven songs and dedicate 7 minutes to it, and I'm pretty positive you'll find something on here that you'll
100%,
like.
Oh, 100%. Yep. But yeah, I agree. But look, that was the review. Make sure you go check out Charmaine, Hood Avant Garde. It is dope. I promise you it is. But yeah, man, look, we out this piece. Thank you for all of the support. We out. Peace.
Peace.